How much would you pay for a very rare book? The British Library paid about $14 million, that's £9 million, to acquire Europe's oldest book, the St. Cuthbert Gospel. It dates back to the 7th century. Claire Bray is the curator of medieval and early manuscripts at the British Library. She joins us now. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So tell us something about this book. First of all, what does it look like?
It has a beautifully decorated red leather cover, and it's an absolutely outstanding example of Anglo-Saxon leatherwork. And inside it contains the text of St. John's Gospel in Latin, and the text is beautifully clearly written. It looks almost as if it was written yesterday. It's incredibly well preserved.
I saw a video of it, and I was really amazed by that. How can a book so old be so well preserved?
Well, the Gospel is really a book of absolutely unparalleled significance, and that's why it's so valuable. So its pages and the stitching that holds them together and the covers that protect the pages are intact as it was made at the end of the 7th century. So it's really the starting point of our evidence for the history of the Western book. And then on top of that, it has this incredible history because of its association with St. Cuthbert, who was one of Britain's most important saints in the Middle Ages. And the Gospel was placed in the coffin of St. Cuthbert right at the end of the 7th century, so over 1300 years ago, when he was elevated to sainthood. And then after the Norman conquest, with the foundation of the new Norman cathedral in Durham and the creation of a new shrine for St. Cuthbert, the coffin was opened in 1104 and the book was discovered intact inside the coffin.
This book has stayed in remarkably good shape even for having been preserved up until 1104. What happened to it after that?
Yeah, it really is a remarkable survival story. It stayed in Durham in the Middle Ages, and by the early 17th century it was in private hands. Then in 1769 it was given to the Jesuits, the English community who were then based on the continent in what is now Belgium, and they have owned the manuscript for almost 250 years until it's been bought now by the British Library as the result of the largest fundraising campaign that we've ever held.
Now, I understand that the British Library had this on loan from the Jesuits before this fundraising campaign. Now that you actually own it, what's the difference between having it on loan and now actually having it in your collection?
Yeah, so we've been able to display it in our treasures gallery. But the real difference about bringing it into public ownership is that we can really now, for the first time, invest public money, both in the long-term preservation of the Gospel and really in the interpretation of the Gospel. And one of the things we really want to achieve is to raise awareness of the importance of this book, because for a book that is so important, it isn't really very well known, and that, you know, that's a reflection of it having been privately owned.
Claire Bray is the curator of medieval and early manuscripts at the British Library. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.